Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Thursday. Yes, you knew that, right? Thursday is the 11th of November.
I call it practice Friday.
You're practicing Friday today? How are you going to?
Yeah, Friday Junior, all the way.
Friday Junior. Okay, I'll have to remember that. I never thought about it that way, but a lot of people talk about Wednesday as being the important day in the week. If you don't like your job, then it's hump day and you look forward to not having to work. I, for one, like what I do.
I love my jobs, but I do get excited because it's, you know, you get up very early. It's 3 o'clock in the morning for me. You know, on the weekends, I don't have to do that.
No, 4 o'clock is fine.
When I win the lottery, we're going to middays, baby.
Yeah, let's go. It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara. Kara, where the hell did that come from? I don't know about a Freudian, but at any rate, who cares?
Blast from the past.
Yes, yeah. Right. Jay Kirshner. I hear Victoria's not feeling well, so we'll plunge into what today is all about. It's Veterans Day. Most people understand the whole idea behind it, but for those who don't, Veterans Day originally celebrated in November of 1919, November 11th, in fact, by President Wilson. It was at the end of World War I, actually a year to the day after World War I, the armistice, the treaty was signed. So the idea here, the purpose, if you will, of this day is to honor the fallen soldiers. In the first place, it was the Great War. World War I was the Great War until Woodrow Wilson was not that smart, and neither were a lot of the other world leaders at the time. So in the the treaty, I guess, yeah, you would call it the end of World War One. They sowed the seeds by what they did to the Germans. It didn't work. And so that was why Hitler came to power about 10 years after this. But anyway, this is about Hitler. This is about people who have served in the armed forces of our country and all the other countries that were involved in World War One. And so in 1945, right after the Second World War, veteran Raymond Weeks had the idea to expand Armistice Day to celebrate all veterans rather than just the ones who died. So that's how people sort of memorialize, if you'll pardon the pun, the idea of Memorial Day is to honor those who have died. The honor of Veterans Day is to honor everybody. As a matter of fact, in 1982, this fellow Weeks was honored by President Reagan at the time with the Presidential Citizenship Medal. He organized the first Veterans Day celebration in 1945 in Alabama, and he was the person behind it every year until he passed away in 1985. He was also named the father of Veterans Day by Elizabeth Dole. She, when she was in the Senate, had the Senate pass a resolution which was put through August of 2001, about a month before September 11th. The week of this celebration, the week of November 11th, as National Veterans Awareness Week, if you didn't know that, now you do. The resolution called for educational efforts directed at elementary schools, secondary schools, concerning the contributions and sacrifices of veterans. So here we have this, the thing that I think I'm most impressed with is the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Have you ever been there, Jay, Victoria? I mean, Jennifer, you ever been to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier?
Yeah, in middle school we did a D.C. class trip and we went. It was it was very incredible.
Yeah, it really, it's the energy, if you will. It's the feeling. It's that spiritual thing. And so what's happening starting today, for the first time in about 100 years, members of the public are now able to walk to the tomb of the unknown soldier. They can put flowers there on the plaza. The memorial site is Arlington National Cemetery. I've only been in Arlington, let me see, twice, both for
you
services.
A lot, don't you, for Radio America? They're in Arlington.
Well, Radio America is headquartered in Arlington, right. How far, Phil? I'm trying to remember. It's not that far.
No, it's only about 3 or 4 miles.
3 or 4 miles, yeah, on the other end of town. So anyway, visitors are now allowed to approach the tomb. This is a rare chance. Maybe if you were young again, Jay, and you were going there on a school trip, you'd be able to get close to the tomb. The tomb has been a final resting place for 3 U.S. service members. They, obviously, nobody knew who they were. The first burial was in 1921. It served as sort of a symbolic grave for all the unidentified and unlocated American soldiers, of which there are thousands, thousands and thousands of them that were, you know, the bodies are destroyed, the tags are destroyed. So anyway, if you go to Washington, this is one of those things, you know, go there and acknowledge. I think it's very important to do that, frankly. One of the things that also has come to my attention about those veterans from the Second World War, thousands of them are still alive. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs says there are 240,329 of these soldiers who served in World War II who are still alive. There were 16 million Americans who were involved in one way or another in the Second World War. All Second World War records for the U.S. are, you can find them, excuse me, in the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs stats. It's estimated 234 veterans die every day, and they'll all pretty much be gone, statistically anyway, by 2032. So if you see somebody in a uniform, do you say thank you for your service and do you mean it? Or is it just those vapid words that you hear so often, especially from politicians?
I don't like to talk about this stuff because I don't think it's, I don't know. It's not like, look at me, look at what I did. But, you know, a lot of times if I'm on a road trip or something and you travel and you go into a fast food place to go to the bathroom or pick up a drink or whatever it is, there have been times when I've seen people in full military gear. And a lot of times I'll either try to buy their stuff for them or if I'm standing at the counter, buy them a car just to say thank you. Because in California, we have a lot of bases. So if I'm doing road trips, it's not unusual to see them. And I think that's a really, I don't know, I feel like it's something I get compelled to do when I have the opportunity. And I hope people think about that. But I think even a smile and a thank you for your service, if you really mean it, is a good thing.
Yeah.
I think most people do.
Well,
I
think we're so disconnected now from so many different things, including the understanding, the knowledge, the you know, maybe part of the problem with the skinheads and the people that are now coming back to sort of recreate Nazism is they really weren't, they're younger men usually, white men, and they have no historical perspective. They don't remember, they don't know, maybe they don't even have anybody in their family who's been involved in this sort of thing. So it's easy for them to go down that street. And, you know, the horrors that have been laid on the world by the Nazis. And the Japanese were horrible creatures. They were as horrific as any creatures that have crawled on the earth. The way they treated them, like the March to Bataan, for example. If you don't know about that, look that up. What they did to American soldiers. Worse than anything you can possibly imagine. Some people locally are going to celebrate. I'm looking at this new veterans. Well, the park in Framingham has been renovated, so there'll be a lot of events today. It's an official national holiday. I was talking about politicians. There are a group of senators who have announced that a bill that would stop the deportation of some veterans who are immigrants is moving through Congress. And so somebody said, well, why would you do that? And this proposal, as I understand it, would help prevent deportations of non-citizen veterans, would provide pathways to citizenship for immigrant service members and their families and allow deported veterans to come back here. I don't even begin to understand. As much as I don't like the way we handle immigration. It's just stupid in this country. Here we are. We're trying to throw. We don't want people to come in unless they go through the proper procedures to be here and do it in an organized fashion. And there are plenty of people who have done that, who have signed up for the service. We've taken them. We've put the uniform on them. We've sent them into battle, and they come back, and then, thanks for your service, get on the boat, go home. You know, this is the kind of stuff that is, it's creepy. Sometimes we're just creeps, or some of us are anyway. So this plan, as I understand it, would allow immigrants who served in the military and were deported to come back legally. Department of Homeland Security says it will halt all pending deportation proceedings against veterans or their families. So if you look at the big picture here, ladies, there are about 1,000 military veterans, most of them Latino, who live outside the United States. They're returned to our country because, it was in limbo because of their immigration status. So you go back to the Clinton era, there was a bill that was signed then that aggressively enforced. Clinton started it, and Obama kind of went for it, deporting immigrant veterans, even convicted only of misdemeanors like driving under the influence. So under this new proposal, the Military Family Immigration Advisory Committee would make recommendations on whether non-citizen veterans or their families that are facing deportation should be granted a stay of removal. See, that's what I'm in favor of that. I think that is the right way to handle it. Yeah.
But you go to serve, you go to fight.
Yeah.
You should be able to be a citizen.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Representative Ruben, I think it's Gallego, is that how you pronounce his name, from Arizona? He's a veteran. Said at an event yesterday that a disadvantage of having fewer U.S. military veterans in Congress is having less checks on the military. That's very interesting, isn't it, huh? There are 91 lawmakers who have served in the military in Congress. That's the lowest number since World War II. Well, they're all getting old and they're dying. He says they are. He says that the members of Congress have been too deferential, and maybe this will affect anything else. All right, it might. That's something to think about. Actually, 18 after the hour.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming into reality of the gossip quotient here on the DJV program. It's kind of what social media is all about. Not all of it, but much of it. So this Thursday, we dig into the pile, including the overview of the CMA Awards and what people thought about all of that. The winners list after this. We get it. It's your business, and you want to be involved in all the decisions, especially who you hire. Then you need to have Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it so easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you get right away a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description. When you sponsor a job, info comes right away. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
All right, so Jay, you want to bring us through the list of winners and what people are saying and thinking about the CMA Awards last night? What was the Luke Bryan was the host, right?
Yeah, Chris? Luke Bryan was the host. He even brought up his American Idol co-judges.
Oh, dear.
Katy Perry and Lionel Richie, they were there. Huh. And heading into the night, Chris Stapleton and Eric Church were leading the way with the most nominations. They both had 5 noms apiece. But yeah. Chris Stapleton was the clear winner with basically everything except Entertainer of the Year. He had Male Vocalist of the Year, Album of the Year, Single of the Year, Song of the Year. Entertainer of the Year went to Luke Combs. Mm-hmm. And then Female Vocalist was Carly Pearce.
So never heard of
Carly
her.
Pearce beat out Maren Morris, Ashley McBride, Miranda Lambert. You know, some of the heard big of hitters. Gabby Barrett, one of the new ones, who also came from American Idol.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, there were a lot of jokes about American Idol versus The Voice.
Yeah,
Luke was saying, sorry, we're just better.
Yeah. That's cute. All right. Do they have, like, a memorial for the famous country singers who have died during the year? Do they do that? A lot of the award shows, they do that.
You know what? I didn't see the full show last night, and I'm trying to remember. I don't think that they have an in memoriam.
I don't think they do that.
I could be wrong.
No.
Okay. Yeah, it's usually just like a music festival. It's basically just a concert. A lot of performances, yeah.
Okay. So what do you win other than the acknowledgement? Do you win a prize, like do you get a plaque to bring home?
Or you get a year's supply of Dinty Moore beef stew, so that's exciting.
Yeah,
an award, like you do at every award show.
Yeah. All right, who's Henry Ruggs, Jay?
Okay, so he's the former Raiders player, 22 years old, fatal DUI crash. He ended up killing a woman and her dog in Vegas last week.
Yeah.
His hearing happened yesterday, and he could be facing more than 50 years if he is convicted on all five counts. Mm-hmm. The next hearing on this case is set for December. So that's 22 years old. Not only is this, the woman that he killed, life ruined, family heartbroken. 22 years old, his life is just ruined. A DUI is never worth it.
Well, he was going 156 miles an hour in his Corvette, right?
Yeah, I know.
Slammed into the back of a Toyota, and that's what killed this woman.
Yeah, it around 3:40 in the morning. And it sparked a fire in the Toyota, and it was the fire that killed the woman and her golden retriever. It's just
awful.
It's such a heartbreaking situation. Always have a driver or call somebody. Even paying for an Uber or a Lyft is cheaper than what the other outcome
is. It's ego. People say, I can handle it. I can drive. I'll be okay.
It'll never happen to me.
And then they race at 150 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, in Vegas they do that. At that hour of the morning, there's all kinds of races up and down the strip. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and
you don't want to be wandering around.
0.161.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know what he deserves, but that woman didn't deserve to get her life ended like that for sure. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Kia America has rebranded its in-car app-based telematics systems from Yuvo to Kia Connect, aligning with the automaker's new future-focused brand direction centered around electrification. Renaming emphasizes the importance of connectivity as starting with the model year 2022. One or more configuration of each Kia vehicle will have access to Kia Connect. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Wednesday uses the Americans with Disabilities Act to overturn Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott's executive order banning mask mandates in Texas schools. U.S. District Court Judge Lee Yeckel barred Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton from enforcing Abbott's order. Kyle Rittenhouse testified Wednesday he was under attack when he killed 2 men and wounded a third with his rifle during a chaotic night of protest in Kenosha, saying, "I didn't do anything wrong, I defended myself." The judge in the case is considering a motion for a mistrial as the prosecutor has been making major mistakes in his cross-examination of Rittenhouse. NASA says the moon's surface has enough oxygen to keep billions of people alive for 100,000 years. They say there's actually plenty of oxygen on the moon. It's trapped inside layers of rock and fine dust that covers the moon's surface. We just need to learn how to harness life's precious ingredient. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As the Biden administration is considering shutting down and replacing a major oil pipeline from Canada to Michigan over what-if claims, one lawmaker in Ohio says Americans still need the energy. And the environmental impact will require 2,100 diesel trucks just to move the oil if Line 5 pipeline is hindered in any way. Ohio State Senator Republican Teresa Gavarone on Fox News.
Well, it's deeply concerning if this pipeline shuts down. But actually, there are plans underway, 90% completed, that would tunnel the pipeline under the bedrock, I believe 400 feet below the lake, encasing concrete. It would take the risks from minimal to basically zero. The risk would be so minimal. It would be under the bedrock, encased in concrete, in a tunnel. And the plans are 90% done, and it would only take a few more years to get that project completed, so why not just wait? It's creating all sorts of jobs, good-paying jobs that are going to help boost our economy. Honestly, the pipeline is the safest, it's the most economical, and it's by far the most environmentally friendly way to transport the crude that we use every day.
NASA's SpaceX crew, 3 astronauts, are in orbit following their launch to the International Space Station on Wednesday from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The Crew Dragon Endurance will dock to the ISS around 7:10 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Lots about Veterans Day today. The 9 points of light, or 100 points of light, or whatever George Bush used to refer to things that were important in his administration. I would say that there are 9 different things that come into my mind when it comes to Veterans Day. So we continue to celebrate with conversation the thoughts in your mind. You can share with us on our social media. Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. Help yourself. I was talking with Jennifer and Jay. Victoria's not here with us today. About this situation in Congress. I thought what Representative Gallego, or however you pronounce his name, Gallego.
Gallego.
Is that Gallego? Okay.
Gallego.
Gallego. Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, he was a Marine, and there was an event yesterday, talking, he had people from Congress, military veterans, and there were 90 of them, as I was saying. But his point here, I don't want to let this go because I think I was a little tight on time and I didn't really bring you the point. The fewer lawmakers who had been in the military make it easier for us not to engage ourselves in wars his exact line was, this is, with all the veterans or the lack of veterans in Congress, is how you end up in 20-year wars. Like, they haven't seen it. They haven't served. They don't know what it's really like.
And what veterans need, what they,
people
who serve. Well, not only what they need after, but even what they need during to make sure that everything's okay. I think there's a lack of understanding. It's the same thing when people say, well, you know, there are a lot of people in Congress who've never signed the front of a paycheck, only the back. And I think that is evident, too, when they make policies that aren't really business friendly either.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's too much. The other side of it is too much differential thinking regarding the people who are, or the companies involved in the military industrial complex, because we have way too much weaponry that's redundant. The newer stuff are things that, you know, we all talk about. There ought to be more in the Defense Department of a focus on what happens in a war these days. It won't be fought on land or sea or in the air. It's actually being fought now. We're at war with the Chinese and the Russians in terms of technology. Yeah, right. We pay no attention to it because nobody's getting hurt, or at least physically hurt.
The fact that the government, our government, came out, we're supposed to be the greatest superpower on Earth, and they came out and they said they were surprised and taken aback by what capabilities China has. We need to be worrying about and taking seriously the threat of a hypersonic missile coming out of China. We need to be able to take into account the threat of an attack on our power grid, which is something that even North Korea, which you know, is very diminished still. North Korea can still have the capabilities to do that. Those are the places where people will hit America, where it really hurts. And we seem, at least our public faces, that we're not really prepared for this. Yeah. And, you know, I always go back to, like, a messaging issue. Whenever, even if you are caught off guard as the president or as the administration, whoever it is, when it comes to our adversaries out there, don't look like it. Don't let China know that we're totally unprepared. Don't let North Korea or Russia or Iran know we're totally unprepared. Have an answer that breeds a little bit of confidence, knowing we're not going to stand for this stuff. You know, it's like, just, whoever you are, come out and look like you know that you're in charge, for sure.
Well, the idea here, there's two sides of this coin. The number of men and women in the military who are in Congress is diminishing. So that means there may not be the perspective on war and the toll it takes. And that's how you end up with 20-year wars like the Afghanistan war. And then there are those who have been in a long time who give deference, as I was suggesting, to the military-industrial complex. The Defense Department budget is too big.
They make money
in the sense, right, that there's too much waste and fraud. It is the most corrupt of all the departments of the federal government. The Department of Defense is way beyond corruption. The hundreds of billions of dollars every year that get spent for no good reason. Members of Congress get fabulous treatment and all kinds of gifts. I mean, so that they look the other way when things. And this is something that I bring. It was Monday, I think. I said, where is it in our thinking that we need 11 new nuclear submarines that cost $10+ billion apiece to make? Could we do with 10 new nuclear subs and take that $10 billion and help the people who have served the country, the veterans, have a better life than what you see now in way too many places?
I think military spending is necessary because we do have all these adversaries. But like every department in the government, when you put a politician in charge of it, or you put some people who just work in the swamp their whole life in charge of it, where's the transparency? Where is the money really going? Is it going to feather the nest of the people who run these military companies, or is it going to be put to use in a responsible way? I don't mind the spending of the money on our defense. I just, like every other department, want the accountability that it's going to be spent right. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Legitimate, if you will. Okay, so today at Baskin-Robbins, if you're a vet, you can enjoy a couple of different deals. You can buy a sundae, get 50% off the second one, $2 off medium milkshakes, and $5 off any $35 cake. Bob Evans Restaurant celebrating Veterans Day by offering a free meal to veterans, active and vet, you know, people that are still in. Chili's and offer veterans a complimentary entree from its special Veterans Day menu. Let's see here. Chuck E. Cheese on Veterans Day. They honor vets with a free personal cheese pizza. If you want toppings, cost extra. California Pizza Kitchen, offering a complimentary entree and beverages to veterans who are dining in. I don't know whether I think this is good or not.
I like it.
You do? Okay.
It's Cracker a good Barrel.
I need more free stuff and less, like, discounted items.
Yeah.
Me too. And I'd like to see it extended all year round instead of just on one day. Well, maybe like, that, oh, here's an ice cream cone. But at the same time, I think it helps raise people's awareness about the fact that our nation's vets are our greatest resource and we need to pay attention to them.
The Cracker Barrel folks giving a free slice of double chocolate fudge Coca-Cola cake. So if you haven't died in the service, you'll die after you eat some of this stuff.
Smothered and covered at Cracker Barrel.
At Denny's, veterans get a, they're able to build a, your own Grand Slam breakfast. That's Dunkin' Donuts, honoring all veterans with active military, let's see, with a free donut and get ready to go into the police service after you get out of the vet, out of the military service. You know, that's where most of the police these days come from, or let me turn it around. That's not accurate. It's where most of the people who have served go to work after they have been in the service. That is, go into the police. There are a lot of police, you know, the kids that are coming along today have educational degrees and you know, all kinds of law enforcement stuff. But it has been, and I think it still is, a place, a safe place for men and women who have been in the service to go after they get out of the service. Wendy's giving a service member that shows up free breakfast combo with valid military ID or the Veterans Advantage Card. I don't even know what that is. What's the Veterans Advantage Card? Ever see one? Anybody ever see a?
No, I'm not sure.
No. Now, remember yesterday I was talking, and Victoria gave me a little jazz about it. The Marine Corps birthday is the 10th, and I said, why don't they just have it on Veterans Day? And then I think it would get more attention, frankly. I mean, who paid attention to Marines yesterday? But a lot of people today will do it. The Continental Congress started the Marines, and they were called the Continental Marines, when we were fighting with the Brits. I always thought the Marines were sort of a combo of the Army and the Navy. Do you think that's accurate?
Yeah, the Marines do it all. Yeah.
Yeah, they really do. Yep. Anyway, so that's something to be, when you see any member of the service there today, probably take a moment. Veterans. An interesting, I was just looking, you know, I tout all the time the Made in America stores, and they have a 20% discount for all veterans and all of the stuff that you buy. I think this is a great way to be a patriot, a real patriot, in part, not the only way, but to shop at a place that has nothing. I should have them as advertising so they talk about them all the time. But they don't sell anything in there that isn't made in America. At the Made in America store online, you can go there, or they're up in New York State. Veterans, the veterans of foreign wars. That's also the VFW. So what other veterans are there besides veterans of foreign wars? Veterans haven't served here.
Well, they use that term loosely, like you're a veteran of the radio business or you're, you know, whatever. People that have served a long time, they call them a veteran of something. But, you know, the real purpose today is not about somebody who's been on the radio a long time. It's about someone who's put their life on the line.
Right. All right. So today at 11 o'clock, perhaps you'll have a moment. A moment of silence, a moment of thought. It was at the Arc de Triomphe in Paris where the perpetual flame was lit on the at the signing of the at the beginning of the celebration, if you will, the official signing at the time of leaders of France. That's where it all started, November 11th, 1919. And it was really a focus on the unknown soldier. So did you know that that perpetual flame has burned ever since, never has gone out.
It's amazing.
Since November.
I love that.
11. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really is. How do they do that, by the way? I know they have a Kennedy's grave at Arlington. How do they? They just
the
must have a gas feed under the ground, right? A gas feed.
Right.
That's, yeah. All right, leave it to me to ask that question. Anyway, Kate Smith introduced God Bless America. Do either of you know who Kate Smith
is? Oh, of course, right. Through you. You love her.
I do love her. As a matter of fact, Phil, I should have asked you to dust that off. I do think, I know, I feel better about doing it because if Victoria were here, she'd give me a little starch. But there it is.
It's a handsome woman.
I like the orchestration, frankly, better than the song's great, but her singing. She was a big, robust woman. Had a great smile. She used to do a TV show when I was a kid every afternoon, the Kate Smith Show, and it started with her. This was her one of her theme songs, and the other one was When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain. But this song, she sang it first on November 11, 1938 at the World's Fair. Here, make this up. Cool. All right, 46 after the hour. Okay, now I could listen to the whole thing, but I know. What is that? Right? People will say, I don't know, what is that?
People song? Will be awful and say, what is that?
Yeah, right.
That's Kate Smith.
Perhaps the thing to carry with us, because we've spent pretty much the whole hour talking about this, is to remember why we remember. That's the important thing here. Remembering what the horrors of war are all about, and trying to put ourselves in a position. And I think that's the maybe part of the gist of what the congressman said. We have fewer and fewer people who have served, so they don't remember. And that goes for a friend of mine who was a teacher with me way back when. I went to high school with him. Died yesterday. His name was Jimmy Fair, and he had gone after he got out of school. He went to serve. And he went to Vietnam, and he had lost, he lost his arm or something like that. And he came back and he taught history for about 35, 36 years. But that would be, you see somebody like that who's been maimed, and that's a remembrance, especially the way things happen these days, the kind of terrific, horrible things the drones and what they do, the toll that they take. Without having, you're on one side of it, and so, you don't necessarily know or feel what the victims on the other side, whether, we say, well, the bad guys deserve it. Yeah, but there's just, I guess that's the phrase I want to leave with here, the discussion. Remember why we remember. It's 48 past the hour.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour here on Thursday, the 11th of November. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. I'm going to do, because Victoria's not here, I'm going to do one of these stories, and Jay is going to do one of these stories. And so you'll know what the tech status is of a couple of important things after we've spent some time with you. There's a very interesting, this is, I think, worth a lot of time, Jay, actually. The political conversation that we have had and had it ad nauseum for the last as long as I can remember. Now, according to several different surveys, people want to move politics from the front burner to the back burner, and they want to have a conversation about sports. This time of year, it's about the NFL, but that's one of the reasons there's a lot of data that suggests that there's a lot more interest in sports, and that's also obvious by the number of sports radio stations there are now, and the number, I would think, that in terms of your, one of your specialties, what's on social media, have you noticed a lot more conversation back and forth about sports on social media?
That is kind of what's interesting, because there does seem to be less social media interaction, likes, comments, shares on political posts. But that also could be because the social media sites aren't pushing them out as much to people's news feeds for the reach. So it's kind of like, is it because people don't want to see it anymore, or is it because the social media sites are stopping people from seeing it?
Well, is that tell us a little bit about that. How is it that the conversations are filtered? Because there's been a big deal about Facebook doing, and I guess all the rest of them too.
Yeah. Facebook is definitely the biggest culprit, and they own Instagram, and so they have this algorithm that has different keywords that they'll push through to people's news feeds a little bit more. Some hit the algorithm where it's like, we're not going to send this out. If you get people interacting and engaging with your content, then the more people will be reached, and the more people Facebook will send to your content to the news feeds. However, it's catch-22, because then if you're not getting reached, then you're not going to get engagement. So it's one of those.
But where do they start? Where do the conversations start? With users? Or is there somebody that is in a position that's, I mean, where
that
do we...
That's the question that people are trying to figure out now. Is it because certain things I see personally, I'm not always interested in. So it's like, why did this ding on the algorithm to be shown to me? And why am I not seeing a bunch of the content like on Instagram? Why do I have to search for the people that I engage with the most to see their content? Because now I'm no longer seeing them in my news feeds.
Yeah. Interesting to go back a year and see what were the 18 or so of the top 20 stories, they were related to political conversations, whereas if you look at last month, the top 10 news topics included the NFL, football, ESPN, and the cities that are involved, like the World Series cities, Houston and Atlanta, that sort of thing. So that's an interesting reality. All right, so there's that. In a moment, we're going to talk about a way for you to make a couple of bucks, maybe, if you're smart, right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's talk about this Irvine, California-based electric truck maker, Rivian. They raised almost $12 billion in their IPO. Did you see that?
Yeah, this is incredible. It's the largest IPO since Alibaba in 2014, bumping Uber down a notch. Uber was holding that top slot, and Rivian is now priced at $78 a share.
So would you buy? Those trucks, have you ever seen pictures of those trucks? They're ugly, sin.
Yeah, they definitely look like something out of a sci-fi, from a sci-fi film from earlier in film history, where it's we should already be here, and they should all be floating and flying.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. One of the biggest investors in it is Ford Motor Company. So that's got to tell you something about who's in it. Amazon is also an investor. T. Rowe Price, Manheim Investments, big. Those are always the people that get in first. Make the money. You're the average person. Who you think you and I can go in and buy shares?
No.
On the first day? Nope. All right, so that's that story. That's Jay and Doug at 59.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.